For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is fourth down and three with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. The Eagles up 7-0. They've got to pick it up or they'll give the Giants decent field position. Hurts in the gun. Gainwell to his right. Motion. A.J. Brown. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go and it is caught in for the touchdown. A.J. Brown.
When there's a question, go to A.J. Brown.
I agree, Mike Quick. Go to A.J. Brown. That guy's really darn good. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The biggest play early in the game, the touchdown pass from Hurts to A.J. Brown, 4th and 3. I didn't actually have any qualms with that call by Sirianni. Even if it didn't work, I was fine with that.
Man.
You had a problem with that?
Well, no, I didn't have a problem with it, but that was one of those plays that, boy, if that play doesn't work, that's a gutsy play.
So the play call
that
is
early in the game.
But the decision I thought was pretty easy. It's 4th and 3. You're on the 41. So what are you kicking, a 59-yard field goal? 59-yard field goal.
But
you're
not
going to punt.
But you're going for it.
Right.
And that early in the game, and you've had a lot. Like, it's not like your quarterback was lighting up at that point.
I agree, but what's the downside?
I mean, you turn the ball over to that Giants offense, and they might score.
But you're not going to punt from the 41.
Yeah, but right? Still, like you hang it up there, you take your chances. But I felt like it was one of those situations where if he wouldn't have made that play, that would have been a big conversation. That would have been a big talking point.
Maybe. I wouldn't have been I expected him to go for it. I didn't think – like Sirianni's had more controversial ones this year. That one, I think you should go for that.
That felt like a no-brainer go for it spot there. Especially like the way that the Giants' offense was playing is a reason that you do go for it there, because what's the worst that can happen? You give Daniel Jones the ball at the 41?
Like, no, I mean, I understand the reasoning, but I'm also understanding like looking at the other calls that he's had in situations like that. And that's what I was factoring into that. You know that was a gutsy call.
So I actually give Sirianni credit for this, because I like aggressive more than passive with coaches. I just think he made wrong calls early this season, ones that didn't make any sense. I'm glad he didn't let all the negative reaction to the fourth downs change who he is.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like,
because that could have happened.
You think about the week that he had and the fact that he hasn't had success in situations like that. He didn't think twice about it.
He may also have trusted his defense at that point, the way they were playing against the Giants offense, right? If this is a more high-powered offense, like, does he do it next week against Joe Burrow? I'm not sure. We'll see. Because, you know, obviously Burrow could go right down and score. But Jalen made the throw, right? That was a great throw by Jalen.
That was a hell of a throw.
I thought his best two plays yesterday were the throw to A.J. and then, of course, the run where he was basically sacked. It was around the same spot
of
the field.
I got the game plan, and that's the one that I just saw. Because he was around his leg. He could have easily fell on that. He didn't, but he was strong enough. He got up and he ran. Yeah, it was a good play. They played decently yesterday.
Overall, how would you grade his game? So 10 of 14 were the stats, 114 yards, one touchdown, no picks, took four sacks. His pass rating was shiny 119, but that, you know, it's unlimited throws. What did you think of the way Jalen played?
If I was putting a letter grade on it,
yeah,
I would probably say B-. I mean, wasn't bad. B-.
The good is no turnovers.
Yeah.
The bad is a lot of sacks, and it felt like he was holding the ball too long.
A little bit.
I do wonder if he's now caught in between, because all his turnovers early, he doesn't want to turn the football over, and now he's back to where he won't rip it. There was the one play everyone was reacted to where he missed. Was it Saquon on the wheel route?
Yeah, something. Was coming out of the. Yeah, he was completely uncovered. Yeah, and the way he was trucking fools, I'd have gave it to him, but he didn't see it.
I wonder why he doesn't see the field sometimes the way he should. Like, that's the one thing that it just seems like every week there's two or three plays where he's not seeing what he should be seeing.
You know, only thing I can say to that is that a lot of times those play it moves a lot faster than
sure
we see. Man, it's so crazy how fast it moves. And I'm pretty sure when he watches it on film, he's gonna probably be like, "Dang, I hate I missed that," because that's easy. He walks into the end zone, because at that point, who was the DB that was coming out to cover him? Then you already trucked one DB, and it was a one-on-one. It was a one-on-one situation. So it's safe to say that Saquon was money for scoring. It was just one. I think it happened so fast, and he didn't anticipate him being that wide open because he was wide open.
Do you think it's his height? I keep wondering about this.
It might be that. But so, Drew Brees wasn't that tall.
No, he wasn't. But, you know, I mean, he was an outlier, though, right? Most quarterbacks shorter have more. I just wonder, like, the things he struggles at. Like, I wonder if the left tackle and the pass rusher were in his sight, so he didn't see Saquon, and we're all yelling at the TV, he's wide open. Maybe he didn't see him. I also wonder that's why he doesn't throw over the middle, because it's, you know, it's just more traffic there over the lineman, and maybe he just sees the one-on-one outsider. I don't know.
Or maybe he didn't want to throw it to him because he dropped the last time he threw something to
Saquon.
Him like that. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, you mean the
Falcons game. I'm just speculating.
I mean, he was wide open, though.
He was wide-ass open. I don't know. I think a lot of times quarterbacks, it's a trust factor. Mm. It's definitely a trust factor. In that situation, he probably felt like Saquon wasn't going to catch it. I don't know. But he didn't even look that way. It was like he dropped back and he did nothing to the left of him. He wasn't even looking over that way.
I'm with you on this. I would give him about a B yesterday. I think the stats say A, but you watch the game and you're like, well, he missed things. And he held the ball. Kyle, the first quarter, it looked ugly.
I was freaking out in the first quarter.
We all were.
I mean, it did not look good, much like it hasn't really the entire season. I think B is appropriate. I'm not. Jalen wasn't like the reason the Eagles won the game yesterday, but
definitely one reason they lost.
That's what I was gonna say. Like the big change is that he had been, you know, putting them in precarious situations, turning the ball over, stuff like that. He hasn't been doing that lately. So that's a huge step in the right direction. If Jalen Hurts can just sort of be a game manager with the amount of talent they have and just sort of take what the defense gives you, then that's the version of Jalen Hurts we need. And that's the version that can bring us into the playoffs.
So the statistics are kind of starting to settle in now. Like once you get to week 7, week 8, you know, there's less fluctuation. You don't go from being like the 25th ranked passer to the second, like after one good or bad game.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the numbers in the NFL right now, and there's still four teams to play tonight, right? Chargers, Cardinals, and Lamar and the Baker. So there's four pretty good quarterbacks playing tonight. But Jalen's numbers, you know, put him around 11th, 13th, 15th in different categories.
Middling.
Yeah. And
middling.
But to what Kyle said, if they're going to have this much production from the running back, I think that could be enough. I mean, that could be enough to get him by. But there's going to be some games coming up. I think we all realize this, where he's going to have to do more. I mean, it's probably Sunday at Cincinnati. If it is more of a shootout, we're going to need more out of Jalen Hurts. All right, let's listen to Jalen after the game, not only talking about the victory, but also a little credit to Nick Sirianni.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yanni here, and how he feels about his head coach.
I've continued to carry myself in the same way that I have. Obviously, he knows that I'm behind him, and he knows that communication is important amongst his team sport, and he's been doing a really good job of doing that. You know, we talk about everybody dominating the box and trying to check out their box, given roles that you have, and feel like he's really come in with really good intensity, intentionality, and trying to deliver good messages for us to be focused and be on the same page. And he's also apologetic when he needs to be. And so I'm excited about the direction we're going in. I'm excited about the direction coach is going in with everything, too.
That, I thought the whole thing was interesting. I mean, he said he had his back, and he knows that. Did you all guys also pick up he's apologetic when he needs to be?
Yeah, that's the first thing that jumped out to me. I mean, that's great that they're at in a place where they feel that it's important to apologize.
Oh, people, well, some people around here get that.
Yeah.
See, the Eagles are on apologies.
I'm not apologizing. I ain't no reason for me to apologize.
Well, there's been plenty, but yeah. Do you think Sirianni apologized to the team last week?
Probably, for acting a fool.
I think he did. Sorry for being a distraction, guys.
This, I think they're in a unique situation, and I wholeheartedly believe this. I think it's a me against the world mentality. I think a lot of them think that we're the problem.
Oh, sure.
And when I say we, I mean the media. Mm. I think that a lot of those guys over there think that. I think that they feel like no matter what they do, we're always going to have something negative to say about them.
See, here's where they're wrong on that. And they could believe it if it galvanizes them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Has anyone said a negative word today?
I mean,
some people
did.
Have it.
Kind of did.
Percentage-wise, compared to most wins over the last year, this has been mostly just like throwing flat.
Because
if they play like this, we're not going to say almost anything negative. Like, we might just critique some things, but it's going to be. This is what makes me frustrated about it. 2 years ago, the media wasn't in any problem because they were blowing teams out every week. It becomes an issue when we see this isn't good enough, and until yesterday, it wasn't good enough.
Can I give you my take on this?
Mm-hmm.
Is that we've become so super sensitive to critiques that people give, like us in the media. Because sometimes, and I'll say this, it's a double-edged sword, because sometimes the critiques are over the top. But I think that it's gotten to the point now where when people hear anybody say anything about them in a negative light, they're being a hater. And they don't like that. They want people to agree with every move that they make and not have anything negative to say about it. That's not how it works. And on the flip side of that, I think as an individual, especially as an individual that is always striving to be better, sometimes you need to take what's being said about you with a grain of salt. I mean, this is something that I've had to learn over the years because, you know, I'm good for Twitter beef, like on a regular. But sometimes you have to listen to what's being said if it makes sense, you know. But I think that for them over there, a lot of times they look at the media as a pit viper and there's always something negative to be said about it. Man, listen, and I'll say this to anybody over there to their face. Everything that I've ever said about you on this radio station, you've brought on yourself in one way, shape, or form. The fact that you cut your hair, Coach Sirianni, the night before the game, that's an alarm bell. That's what the kids like to call a red flag. It's a red flag. The fact that you, Darius Slay, went on Michael Parsons' podcast, if you think about being here in the city of Philadelphia, during the course of the season and the fact you haven't seen them, that's a no-no. Bryce Huff, you weren't playing well at the beginning of the season. I believed in you, but you still weren't playing well. That's a fact. Nolan Smith, I've heard him say stuff about the media. You weren't playing well. You just look like you're starting to come into your own. So don't get upset when people say stuff about you. That's the truth.
Well, if they do get upset, then galvanize. Make it a galvanize it, then go win. I mean,
make the haters like you all feel. Make the haters your motivators.
Sure, whatever. I mean, if the Eagles win games, I'll be the pinata. Just do that. All right, who deserves the most credit for the Eagles' win over the Giants? It is our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni, or the defense? Saquon getting the most votes here by a lot. 59% Saquon, the defense at 33. Nick Sirianni only getting 8%. I thought that was a Sirianni victory yesterday. I thought he stuck to the run. They stuck to the run. They had a good plan yesterday. They played hard for him. And I just felt like yesterday was a game that really says the most about Sirianni. We all know Saquon's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he did that yesterday is really not that surprising. The Giants couldn't stop the run, and he's a great player at extra motivation. The Sirianni thing, that struck me yesterday. I thought it was a Sirianni win. Anthony in Irvington is up. What's up, Anthony?
Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you doing?
Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, man, yesterday was a good win for the team. I think we found our identity. We should play like this every week now. Run the ball. Jalen needs to become a game manager, whether he likes it or not, whether anybody likes it. He do best for us when he's a game manager. Now, we see that between him and Nick Sirianni that I don't believe that Jalen is our guy, man. He missed open throws, take too much sacks, man. But this game right here goes to, hit it, Cal. This goes to Nick Sirianni, man.
Many men.
Let me find out. We got people choreographing their own.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
As much as we clown him and take him down or whatever we want to do, hey, I'm one of them guys that want him out of here also. But hey, man, we got to get in touch with Nick Sirianni, man.
You're right, man. I agree. Anthony and I see this the same. We're not big Sirianni guys, but you give credit where credit's due. Yesterday, it's not his job to coach me. It's not his job to win me over. It's his job to win the team over, and then we'll all be happy if they win football games.
Yeah. Yeah. And to get this team ultimately where it wants to be, man, if this is a motivating factor, I'll say it again, then so be it. If you have to cut your hair off, hell, cut it off every week. If it gets the team to play and rally around you, and feel like you've been slighted in any kind of way, then do that.
You think I think this has got to be a week for another haircut, right? If we're keeping this thing short, it started to grow back pretty fast last week.
I tell you what,
we got to buzz that thing again.
Because I'm the type that looked at certain things like that. If you all of a sudden let your hair grow back after you cut it and had no reason, then yeah, something ain't right. What? It ain't the same as cutting. Like every now and then, I will cut my beard just to cut it off, but it ain't the same as like cutting your hair off.
Also, they're 2-0 with short hair Sirianni.
Yeah, so you got to keep it going. Coach, if you listen, you got to keep the short hair, man.
I mean, the Eagles focus on analytics, right? As much as any team, they go for fourth downs.
Yeah.
2-0 sounds like a winning formula to me.
So, if that's the winning formula, I feel like since we're winning.
Yeah, we're winning. 2-0 with the hair short.
I feel like when he comes back to Lincoln Financial Field, he got to cuss another fan out. Got to.
No.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it. Got to do it. Got to say something mean and hurtful to another fan.
We did this
right. Got to have a little fan interaction. Got the team rally.
I have another idea.
Trying to win games here.
Trying
to get to Louisiana.
Yeah, we're not doing that again.
I'm just saying, just if we want to keep it a beam.
Do you remember what happened last time?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Yeah. But still, we are 2-0.
Well, here's my question.
What?
If we're really in support of the team, and I say this totally serious, and I say this as someone who shaves my head anyway, so I'm in. Are you willing to go the full Sirianni? If they beat the Bengals on Sunday, I say everyone go into the game against the Jaguars.
You mean other people cut their hair bald?
We all go Sirianni.
So I'll shave my head.
You mean Kyle?
Kyle, yeah. Well, I mean, you and I don't
Kyle, would you cut? Well, Kyle's cut his hair low, so that's not a big deal.
No. But he has hair. Like, to go as low as Sirianni, it's a change.
Yeah, but he's cut his hair low before, I think we may
have to have people. If they beat the Bengals on Sunday, may need the Sirianni pledge.
I need them to be 6-2 before I do it.
If Kyle cut
his hair, the Bengals to lose to the
Jags.
You
want the win over the Jags.
Yes. If he cut his hair, he's going to look like a 1970s porn star. Like, for real.
Because of mustache.
Yeah, because of the stash and the no hair. Mm. Look like the dude that's talking about, I came to deliver the pizza.
I'm
looking at a three.
If you want a show of solidarity for the coach and the fan base, imagine 67,000 against the Jaguars, head shaved. Men, women, children, whatever.
And it's going to be cold.
Hold on.
It might be cold.
Not that cold. It's October.
A stadium full of people with their head shaved might not be the best look.
All right. I don't mind.
Well, not the women.
Yeah. No, I did say that.
The guys.
As long as we know if it's coming from a good place, we'll be all right. Let's talk to Mr. Surehands, who's up next.
Mr. Hands, what's going on?
Oh, man. Julio, Kyle.
What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Oh, man. I don't know what's wrong with Double Down Douglas.
I know.
What do I do now?
I like this new name for him, Double Down Douglas. What are you thinking here? Let him have it.
So I got my black suit on. I got the shovel, and I'm ready.
Why are you trying to bury my take, Mr. Hands? Why are you trying to bury my take?
We're just the pallbearers here.
Y'all gonna leave me alone? I'm gonna take this take coming with me. What you got for me, Mr. Hands? What you got?
So we had 8 sacks, man.
Yes.
with horrible offensive play calling. The play calling on offense is terrible.
Mm.
The Giants are barely a mediocre team.
Mm.
And we're struggling with teams like that because our offensive play calling is horrible. So without the defense, we're not doing anything.
They've played well. They've played well.
Because it's a necessity.
No. Nah. But let me ask you this, Mr. Hands.
Yes,
if this defense, when going into this season, did we think this offense would be sputtering the way that it is?
No, we thought this offense was going to be top notch.
And did we concede the fact that this defense might not be that good?
No, we didn't.
We didn't? Are you sure?
No, I'm positive.
Okay. I mean, well, I digress.
But the information has changed.
I didn't feel going into this season that this defense was going to be the catalyst to keep this team alive. I always thought that they were going to be front runners, and they had to play their best defense when they had a lead. And to my point, and this is the reason why, Mr. Hands, I refuse to die on this point, is because, if we're being honest, that has happened in the last couple of weeks. Now, the first week is somewhat of an outlier because the Saints aren't the team that we thought they were.
But the defense won that game.
They did because Jalen Carter was a game wrecker.
Yeah.
But this game yesterday, we played an inept Giants offense mm-hmm. that couldn't move the ball. And after a while, they were one-dimensional. They tried to run the ball, to keep you honest, but they were throwing the football and they couldn't get it done. And we feasted on them yesterday. So, yeah, in essence, my you know,
it's not like Hugh Long talking his way to say, I was right.
Yeah, you sound like Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, you do.
I did. Every
except,
now and then.
Except you're just wrong.
Every now and then, I got Long talking in my repertoire.
Mm.
Every now and then.
The Giants team is about as good as your take.
that's I can't argue that.
Well, he's right, Mr. Surehands. Thank you for bringing some sanity to this guy here. All right, I understand your point when this started. But this team needs this defense now until this offense gets its act together. They need them.
They need them, but no, not really. They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
wait a second. I want to play a game. Let's pretend the defense goes back to being bad. Sunday they give up 35 in Cincinnati. Are we winning the game? No.
We can. We should win the game.
No,
though.
We shouldn't. You expect this offense to score 38?
Yes. No. They're not going to need to score 38, Joe. Give me 30 points. Almost yesterday while you're playing, they were kind of close to what I thought they were going to be at the
beginning. No, but I'm saying if the defense is bad, they're going to, like, they won't win.
They can be decent. They'll be decent and they'll win the game.
Our defense has been better than our offense.
It has.
Over two games. See, now y'all get me to be mean against the Cleveland Browns and the Giants.
No, but I'm saying they're playing above what their expectation was. The offense playing below what their expectation
was. I would make this argument, though, with all jokes aside. Mm. They played to their strengths yesterday because the Giants were not that good. They were not that good. They could not run the ball, and they cannot protect their quarterback. They haven't been able to protect their quarterback since he's been there, to be totally honest.
But if they're bad, Hugh...
I'm just saying. Yeah, I did say that.
We haven't been able to do that.
Why are y'all trying to get me to bury my take? This is mine. And it's a solid take, and it's still
because we want you to let it go.
Weight. No, I'm not letting it go.
We care about you. And this is we don't want you we don't want you to watch you go out like
you
this.
You guys are picking on me. This is still a good take.
Is Hugh Douglas okay?
This is
a very
good take, in my humble opinion.
I mean, all right, we're going to let you go for this one for now, but we're coming back to this.
Does she do anything for
us? This is not. Letting this go.
The fact that Kyle is thoroughly irritated that I refuse to move off of this spot is good enough for me. I like that.
I mean, the defense was the best unit they had yesterday.
Yeah, they played well.
And that's why they won.
They played well. And I got
played like a necessity.
And I made some money off of Bryce Huff's sack.
You could bet on him again this week?
I don't give a
shit. Bet him again. I'm going to bet on him again.
I'm going to do it again.
I might bet on the Kobe Dean to get a sack this week, too.
I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't. I don't think it's happening 2 weeks in a row. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to some more NFL takeaways from Sunday on the other side. What stood out to us the rest of the action in the NFL, including a quarterback injury in the NFC, so we got to keep an eye on here. And we got to play some audio from Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of blaming the media, that's apparently the reason the Jets have been struggling as they fall to 2-5. What a circus up there with that team. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.